Yo. Sorry, I don't know what I'm doing here. Don't know how to run this board. We had a little technical error earlier.
We're because all right now?
Yeah, we're, you know, just getting used to the new,
no, we're not. It's fine.
The new digs. We're fine.
We're good.
Who do you think... So that sex thing that I want to talk to you about?
Yeah.
I asked you earlier if you want to talk about sex.
Yeah, let's wait until a little later tonight.
Yeah, and we say, that's too early, right? Mm-hmm. Kids are just getting out of school.
You got some sex going on?
Because those kids, they get out of school, they just tune in to us. You mm-hmm. know what I mean? I know they got that preset on 98.9, and boom. They're like Church of Laszlo. So that's mostly who listens.
Mm-hmm.
Mostly who listens.
Of course.
Is Laszlo's kids' friends. So yeah. We're like, you know what? Let's just wait until later.
I have
later
no idea.
Let's wait until later in the day when maybe our moms tune in or something to do the sex
thing. I love when your mom tunes in.
Who do you think? So we are going to do the sex thing coming up. What is the sex thing? Oh, it's I'm sure you've all got answers for this. It's sexual activities that sound like more fun than they end up being.
Mm.
Which, you know, depending on your experiences, there could be quite a few. I don't know. Who do you think the richest comedians in the world are? What comes to mind first?
Kevin Hart?
I think Seinfeld. Because of the syndication, right? Because he hit a billion.
Seinfeld, yeah. It's got to be.
So I think him, but then, yeah. Kevin Hart would be way up there. Dave Chappelle would be way up there. I don't know that I'd put him in, like, the top 10, but I do know that Leno has a lot of money and still gets paid a lot of money. He works all the time, right? Doesn't he still do shows? But they put out this list, like, these are currently the richest comedians in the world in 2024. Some of these people... I don't know. One of the guys is named Terry Fator, F-A-T-R. He's a puppeteer.
Oh, I think he won a...
That's Jeff Dunham, though, isn't it?
Oh,
that
yeah. No,
I get him confused. Maybe this is the guy that won, Laszlo. He could be. He's a ventriloquist, an impressionist, and he was about ready to give up on show business, but then he... Oh, there you go. He did win America's Got Talent. I think that other guy did, too, though, but maybe not. What do you think he's worth? According to this thing, what do you think the puppeteer, ventriloquist... America's Got Talent guy. What do you think he's worth? He's the 19th richest.
I have no idea.
$160 million.
Wow.
$160 million, Laszlo. Yes, we're in the wrong business. Stefan or Stephen Rabb, do you know him?
Nope.
He's tied with this other guy for $160 million. He was once known as the most powerful man in German television. I don't watch a lot of German television. Apparently he does stuff in English. I've never heard of him. The next one is the first guy I've heard of, Drew Carey. And I guess if I thought about him, if you'd put that name out there, I might have said...
Drew Carey is more than Kevin Hart?
No. I just would have said put him in like the top... I probably would have said put him in the top 20, maybe even the top 10. But he ends up being 18. But he's worth $165 million. He did get a lot of money from the syndication, but he also still works. He hosts The Price is Right, and I guess that pays okay. Bill Murray is 17. He's worth $180 million. I mean, I don't know what Bill Murray gets paid to do a movie now. What do you think someone like Bill Murray gets paid to do one of those? What's that guy's name, Snow Cone? The guy from Texas that makes all those weird movies?
What?
The guy that makes all those weird movies like, with Gwyneth Paltrow and people know what I'm talking about.
Doesn't matter.
It doesn't matter. But they're all, Wes Anderson, right? That's his name.
Oh,
that's the only time I really see Bill Murray. I did see him. I guess he's in the new Ghostbusters. It was on Netflix. But I don't know. He might get paid like $5, $10 million for a quick appearance. Steve Harvey is 15. That's another name that if you put it out there, I would have said he might be top 10. It wouldn't shock me. He's not quite. He's worth $200 million, though. $200 million
so
for Steve Harvey.
To the top?
Okay, Ray Romano, also worth $200 million.
Okay.
Conan O'Brien, also worth $200 million. Dan Aykroyd, worth $250 million.
Okay.
Seth MacFarlane, $300 million. Larry David, $400 million. Now you're in the top 10, okay? So you're starting with $400 million with Larry David. David Letterman, $400 million.
Okay.
Would you have thought that Letterman and Larry were tied?
Yeah, probably.
I would have thought Larry had more money because of the Seinfeld stuff, but he's got enough. Adam Sandler. $400 million. Your guy Kevin Hart, $450 million. So it's a lot, but he's number eight. There's Jay Leno, $450 million. So he tied with them.
Okay,
that's enough. $450 million.
That's enough.
I think I can live my best life. Ellen DeGeneres.
Okay.
What do you think she's worth? How about half a billion dollars? Yeah, and she was forced into retirement, but I guess that's okay. Trey Parker from South Park, $600 million. Matt Groening, the Simpsons guy.
Yep.
$600 million. He's the fourth richest comedian in the world. The Simpsons guy. I mean, I guess it makes sense.
Yeah, it's been on for like 50 years.
And it's on in other countries. But it just... Matt Stone, they say, is worth $700 million. There's no way that Matt Stone could be worth more than Trey Parker. Trey Parker has said in the past that it's really his show. He does South Park. But this
whatever
thing says...
Whatever that contract is.
It says he's worth more. Then number two, Laszlo, is Byron Allen. Didn't you go see Byron Allen? Wasn't there a Byron? There was a Byron Allen story. Somebody that we worked with knew Byron Allen.
I have no idea.
Yeah, because he hosted that comedian competition show, right? The stand-up show where they tried to get you know, it was like America's Got Talent, but it was just for stand-ups. I thought he was those. Never in a million years would I have said that Byron Allen is worth more than Larry David, Adam Sandler. That's why I don't really trust this thing. But then number one, Jerry Seinfeld, almost
a billion.
Almost a billion. They say 950 million. Mm-hmm. I read something not too long ago that said that he had hit a billion. Favorite comedian of all time? Favorite stand-up?
Louis C.K.
If you're making the Mount Rushmore,
yeah,
Louis C.K. is the first face you put on there.
Yeah.
Who else? Louis C.K. I'd probably put on mine too. Do you put Chappelle up there?
Yeah, love Chappelle.
And then a lot of people put Richard Pryor, but I don't
Ricky
know.
Ricky Gervais.
That's a good one. You don't hear people say put him up there.
I got three up there and Richard Pryor.
So you do put Pryor up there.
So there you go. There's my four.
Almost feels like you have to.
Well, he's the best.
Well, I mean, I guess he's just a little bit before my time.
But still, you can go back and watch him. You know,
I know, right? Yeah. I know. But I do think that comedy is one of those things. It evolves over time. And I think that when you go back and watch old Richard Pryor, it can be funny. But I think it was so much funnier to the people who were watching it at the time. It's like the old Eddie Murphy specials. When I was a little kid, I thought that was the funniest S in the world. I watch it now, and it's, you know, I think comedy progresses over time. I do think Richard Pryor, though, is like, it's obligatory. You got to put his face up there.
Time to pass the collection plate.
Give with a joyful heart, and you will be blessed.
The Church of Laszlo on 98.9 The Rock.
So, we're going to do it, Laszlo.
We're going to do the sex stuff?
We're going to do the sex stuff.
All right, so what is it?
So, coming up, I'll give you a second think about it. But the question is, what sexual activity seems exciting, but often turns out to be a lot less enjoyable than anticipated? Nothing immediately comes to mind for you? I mean, I've got...
No, I don't know.
Not really? I thought for sure... I mean...
It's all pretty exciting.
The thing is that the things that I think, they could be fun. They can be fun. I just think they might have a higher likelihood of going wrong. There are certain sexual activities that sound like fun, but the amount of risk involved is higher than others. Does that make sense? Like, this might not... What are the odds that this is going to be as fun as you hope? I think for certain things, that number starts to go down. So I guess I don't have anything that I would say, never do it, because it's never fun. But I've got...
Well, they've got a list?
They've got a list, and you got to come up with at least something that you can think about. Sex stuff that sounds good, but turns out not to be, and we'll discuss the finalists next.
Do we get the religious tax break for this?
That's a great point.
The Church of Laszlo on 98.9 The Rock.
Yo.
Okay, so
people, hot sex stuff that sounds fun but isn't.
Yeah, people on Twitch had some good answers. Twitch.tv/Church of Laszlo. Yeah, the question was, a sexual activity that seems exciting, but it often turns out to be a lot less enjoyable than you anticipated.
Mm-hmm.
And I said nothing. I thought for sure at least one thing would come to mind.
Nothing really jumps out to me.
And,
I mean, shower sex is never, like, it looks like it's great in movies.
That
was
my first thought.
Just in actual application, it's not.
Yeah, people said that. That was one of them on Twitch, and it does make the list. It's down at like
it's
number
just
five
awkward.
Or six.
Someone's cold, and
you can't get underneath the water,
and it washes things away that you don't want washed away.
Yeah. That was one pointed that out. Someone on Twitch said, "How is it that water is so dry?" And I get what you're saying, but I actually like it. But no one I've. It seems like everyone that I've dated like it. I'm not that into it.
Not for you.
What do you mean? What are you going to say now?
Well, it doesn't mean like your head against the wall. It probably doesn't matter very much.
Okay. I was just waiting for it.
You don't have to move or anything. It's just happening. So why not bad?
It's just going
to
be this all day. It's certainly just going to be this throughout this segment, Snow Cone, so be careful. So nothing comes to mind for you. I saw someone, I think it was Poncho, said, I'm sure that threesome is on the top of the list. I thought people would say threesome because I've heard people say that
before.
Why?
What's wrong with a threesome?
A lot of people say that it's not as fun as they anticipated because someone's upset, that things don't go well.
You don't have to do it with people you like.
You don't know who you're supposed to pay attention to. I've heard a lot of different complaints about threesomes.
You're not dating these people.
Right. Well, some of them might be. I don't know. You know, if they got a girlfriend and they bring someone else in.
That's a bad idea.
Right, but
you should only do it with people with no strings attached.
Those should be separate things, actually. Was your threesome, did it involve someone you were in a relationship with or not? Right. Because if it did, then just put that over on the other side.
Mm-hmm.
That's a different thing. If you had a real threesome, then you had a threesome with a
couple strangers.
A couple people that you don't know very well, at least. Yeah, certainly not people that you're dating. But I actually thought that might be the top answer, but it's not. The top answer is something I've only done one time. There's a lot of these things I haven't tried. The top answer is sex outside, especially if you're like in a, in nature and you're near a river or a lake and you're getting eaten by mosquitoes.
On the beach, it isn't great.
On the beach, they've got the sand fleas and you got sand everywhere. I've only, I think I've only done it once in my life. It was when I lost my virginity.
Underneath the trampoline with Big Russ?
That was not. I did not.
That was outside.
My virginity. That, I did not.
Oh, you weren't a virgin.
My virginity. I lost. You know how I lost my virginity, and I was. It was outside in a field, right?
Air freshener wrapper.
The air freshener wrapper. Yeah. I think that's the only time I've had sex.
Use an air freshener wrapper as a condom. This guy.
Was it better than nothing?
No.
I think it was.
I think it's worse than nothing.
Piece of plastic between me and pregnancy, right? It was something.
I don't know, man.
It was only for a little while. My friend ran to the store and got condoms. He came back later. So.
But you used an air freshener wrapper.
Yeah, first.
I'm sure that's how she wanted to lose her virginity, too.
She is the one who initiated it.
Just
I was going
like pine saw.
I was going to bed.
Black onyx or whatever.
I think I was almost asleep. I might have been asleep. She came and got me, and she was like, it's time.
Yeah,
so,
let's do it.
That's how I was virginity.
She said, hey,
I was outside.
Let me pull this out, this air tree freshener.
Well, yeah, that's literally. I was like, I don't have a condom, and I reached around because I hadn't sex yet. I wasn't prepared. So I reached around in my car to look for something. I found
she's
air
like, I've always dreamt like this.
I'll take the wrapper. She wasn't like, oh, no, don't do that.
My mom would be so proud.
Anyway, that's the only time I've had sex outside. You have sex outside?
I was on the beach a couple times. It's never good. I lived in Florida.
Okay, and people do that? They go have sex on the beach?
Yeah.
I mean, you
go there at night, you're drinking or whatever, and it just happens.
Put
it's
some
never as good as you
put
think.
Some towels down or whatever. Yeah. It just sounds... That doesn't sound very good to me, but I understand how it could look good in a movie. So number one is sex outside, especially if you're near water and there's mosquitoes and stuff. Number two is actually a pretty good answer, but I never would have expected it to be this high. It's sex standing up if there's a big difference in height. So if the guy's 6'2", 6'3", and she's 5'2", 5'3", and you're trying to have sex standing up, it's not fun. And I would agree with that. In porn,
it looks
good. It looks
like a circus sideshow.
It looks like a what?
Circus sideshow.
Oh.
The way people contortionists and,
Yeah, and you're not...
I've never had to worry about that because I'm a short guy.
Well, you don't realize in porno that they're prepared for this. They probably
got one time
with
Andre the Giant was awkward for me. But.
That was the only time. No, I've done it. Also important, what they do is if there's a big height difference, what do? They pick the girl up, right?
Mm.
So then they pick them up and hold them. So I've tried that.
And you're not strong enough for that.
That's not very fun. And by the way, the other thing that you can do standing up, where you totally pick the person up and you throw their legs over your shoulders, that made the list as well. I don't know if you guys ever tried that. You know what I'm talking about?
Nope.
The standing...
I need to have to draw me a picture.
The standing,
No, you keep saying that, but I don't know.
The number? The old 69? You know what I'm talking about? You never done it standing up?
Mm-mm.
No? Okay.
That's not sex anyway, is it?
Well, I don't know. It's a sexual act, right? It's a sexual activity, which is the question. And they do it in porno a lot. Of course, the guy's usually very strong.
Right.
And, he can handle it. You got to look at yourself in the mirror and say, do I think I can throw this person over my shoulders? Yeah, I've tried.
How long until you got tired?
I don't remember, but eventually I'm like, okay, we have to move, do something else. So sexing up was the second highest answer. But you say it's not a problem for you. My thing that I thought immediately... And I thought could be number one, is number three. And I thought that even if you didn't think threesomes were bad, because I didn't think you were the kind of guy that would say, oh, threesomes, they don't live up to the reputation. Mm-hmm. I know people say that, but I didn't think that'd be you. But I thought you would have at least one thing. I thought you might share it. Mine is the food thing, and that was third on the list.
I've never tried it, though. It doesn't sound fun to me.
Incorporating, like, whipped cream or, fruit, whatever, putting food on someone. I really thought there was a time in my life where I thought, that sounds great. Mm-hmm. I had it all... In my mind, I'd seen it in porno, and I thought, yeah, this is what I'm going to do.
Say the Our Father, I thought was going to be more dirtier than it was.
What is that? Like the
Our Father
Catholic?
In heaven? Huh? Yeah. Do that with the rosary?
You're really into Catholic stuff.
No,
you really want to have sex with a nun. Really bad. I guess it's just because it's almost impossible.
Yeah.
There is a nun out there somewhere.
Yeah, you're doing
it.
That's, that's dirty.
Yeah.
No, yeah. That's against, everything.
Right. You're telling God
what
you
thought
this.
It would be. More, but it's not.
Yeah, I think you have to be maybe a little more devout for that to be impactful, Now, maybe you're just saying if she's devout, that's enough.
Well, I'm just saying it didn't hit me like the way I thought that it was going to be.
Yeah, well, that's exactly the same with food. With whipped cream, you've never tried it? You've never used whipped cream before?
Not my thing.
Never used even like the flavored stuff that they sell at the shop? No?
One more thing.
Yeah, well, people on here said it's no good, and I have to agree. Someone was talking about how they tried to use maple syrup. I wouldn't try that.
What about
like
just
a bad idea?
Food, does that include like cucumbers and stuff?
Well, sometimes. Sometimes people will use, yeah, and sometimes people will take, like, chocolate and put it on someone's body and then dip fruit in it.
Yeah, what about infusing a cucumber?
Right, yeah, I'm sure that happens. I mean, look, I've never seen it, but obviously it happens. Look at those things.
Well, that wouldn't be a letdown.
When you're at the grocery store, you look at them and go, okay. Well, if I was a, you know, I know what it was like to be a teenage boy. I can only imagine what it's like to be a teenage girl. There had to be some teenage girl somewhere at some point that was like, oh.
As a teenage boy, you just wanted to use that thing?
No, I'm saying I was horny, and it was a lot of things I was...
You're like, man, look at that cucumber.
No. I literally said I can only imagine what it's like for a teenage girl.
Yeah, I mean, you wanted it so bad. Imagine if someone like her. That's what it sounded like to me.
No, like guys...
I look at that cucumber and be like, look at that.
No, I was thinking like American Pie, you know? He's using the pie.
Yeah, I know exactly what you're thinking. You're like, look at that cucumber. I'd like to
use it. If you're a girl, I said. If you're a girl,
I said imagine what it was like for... I knew how it was what it was like for me.
As a teen boy, I can only imagine... I just meant like
being horny. I can only imagine if it was, you know...
I just bleep that. I just meant being horny as a teenager.
You saw a cucumber and
the idea that, like, you know, like teenagers using the pie or whatever, making their own fleshlights or, you know.
But when you saw...
If I was a girl and saw that, I've seen the movies where they use the electric toothbrush. If I was a girl and my parents had a cucumber downstairs...
I think we're done here.
You knew what I meant.
I thought you meant that the cucumber got you horny.
The next thing on the list is something I've never done. But I think maybe you have actual role-playing.
Oh, yeah.
What do you do when you do that? Is it because she wants to, or have you initiated it?
Hey, just say something. Throw it out there.
And then what? You say, this is what you're going to say, this is who you're going to be, this is our safe word, that sort
either
of thing?
Either they pick up on it or they don't.
Okay, so what are you doing in the role play? You're pretending to be like someone from a movie, you're just pretending to be,
oh, no,
I'm your boss at work,
yeah.
Just a random thing like that. You've been a good secretary today, that sort of stuff, and you just stick with it throughout the act?
Well, you give it a shot, throw it out there.
Yeah, has it ever been successful is what
of
I'm
course,
asking.
Of course,
okay, in that successful situation, you're role playing the whole time.
Yeah.
Okay. I've never done that.
Well, you have. Like, you've had dudes call you daddy and stuff.
Oh, my God. I told you. This was never
going to happen. Wait, how does it sound when you say it, daddy or whatever?
Oh, yeah, daddy.
Right. So you've called dudes that.
No, I've never called dudes that.
Well, who has the deep voice?
Trying to ask you about role-playing.
I know, but that's role-playing. The daddy stuff is role-playing.
I get it, but I've never had someone do that to me. I've never had
someone... But I'm actually your father. The real father is your brother.
I understand. Okay, I get that joke,
too. That's role-playing.
I get it. But I've never had a girl say that. I've never had a girl call me daddy. I don't say, oh, yeah, daddy. I said it one time to you because I was talking about, like, you know, the porn star who says it. I don't either.
What porn star says, oh, yeah, daddy, in that voice?
I don't know, somebody.
In that voice?
The voice has evolved over time. I think originally it was, oh, yeah, daddy, something like that.
That's the voice?
Originally, and then it changed because you guys kept doing your impression.
That's never happened in my porno.
Huh?
I never hear a voice that deep in my porno saying, oh, yeah, daddy.
Well, I probably messed up the first time I said it and should have said, oh, yeah, call me daddy. That's what I should have said, but I screwed up. I screwed up, and I just said, oh, yeah, daddy, and now you guys have, it's been 10 years now, you won't let it go. You just won't let it go. So now my job is to find a porn, basically. This is my homework tonight, where some guy says, oh, yeah, daddy. It's going to be hard.
No, it's pretty easy.
No, they're going to be fine. Easy to find. It's not the ones that I normally look at.
It's not the ones that we're watching.
Oh, right. Yeah, I get it. Okay. Well, look, so I misspoke when I said it the first time. That's all. It should have been, oh,
well,
yeah.
Well, that's role-playing.
Call me daddy. Okay, yeah. I've never done it. Mm-hmm. I'm just saying. You like it when
he's not
daddy.
Really your dad.
I get it. I've never done
he's
it.
He's just pretending to be your dad.
I get it. Oh, Poppy. I get it. I've never,
Poppy, right?
I've never done it. No one's ever done it to me. The only thing they pretend is like they're disinterested, you know?
Mm. I guess they role play when they like it.
Right.
I'm having fun.
Yeah. They got to be
good. Why don't you pretend like you're a woman enjoying this?
More from the pulpit coming up. The Church of Laszlo.
Preach, brother.
On 98.9 The Rock.